It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's Cougar Corner. It's time to talk orange and white on Cougar Corner.
We want to welcome you into a special edition of MTCS Cougar Corner, and we're in the president's office here today. Matt Tiller joins us, and Matt, we're going to talk a lot today here about Legacy of Light and the special gala that's coming up here April the 29th, but it's good to always have you on the program here today.
Thank you for having me. It is my pleasure to be here. Excited to talk about the event.
Well, let's jump right into it, because sports fans will obviously love this event, because Dak Prescott is coming in to speak, and I'm sure that's a big draw, especially for football fans and NFL fans, and there are a few Dallas Cowboy fans out there too.
I am one of those, born and raised and loved the Cowboys as a kid growing up in Knoxville, and of course a Titans fan now. But yes, we are very excited about Dak coming. Not only do you get Cowboys fans, but there's quite a bit of Mississippi State Bulldog fans here in Murfreesboro, Middle Tennessee. Plus, Dak has a tremendous story that served as an inspiration for what was an unheralded, historic rookie quarterback season in the NFL. His rookie of the year offensively was the offensive rookie of the year, so it'll be a great night.
I'm not so sure that he couldn't have just been the offensive player of the year, not just rookie, with the season that he was able to have. And doing events like this and speaking as well kind of goes to show you a little bit about the young man and his character, too.
That's right. What people don't necessarily know about him is he's got a great Christian story. And what we've heard and learned through the process is he wants to be a Christian example in the NFL, which certainly we need in sports, and we're excited about helping him launch that in some ways, coming to our campus and telling that part of his story, which, again, I don't want to tell that story over the radio. I want him to tell it when he comes, but it is a really inspirational story that has to do with his mom and has to do with faith. But certainly part of his platform is he wants to be a man of faith, from the way we understand that, and we look forward to hearing that part, not only about the football, but also about his faith.
Well, the football is a good draw to get in the fans and different people, and to hear this story about how faith has guided him through one of the toughest professions that there is. All of this goes together to bring a wide audience appeal here to this event.
The event is going extremely well. We have already multiple weeks out of the event. As we're having this conversation today, we've already exceeded last year's ticket sales by almost twofold. We're getting calls from Georgia and Chattanooga and all over the Southeast at this point, people interested in coming. As I said, companies who have Mississippi State Bulldog fans or Cowboys fans who have not been connected to our school at all are interested in this event. So the response has been tremendous. There's nothing quite like football in the South, and certainly that has been part of what's driven the response so far.
I guess with that response and that interest, that also gets people here on campus, especially maybe Rutherford Countyans, Middle Tennesseans, to see the beautiful campus and see what MTCS has to offer too.
That's right. We really spend a lot of effort and energy in these events, because we know there'll be people that'll be on our campus for these events who won't be here for any other reason. And if we do a great job with a high-quality event, then that really speaks well of who we are. That we're a high-quality academic institution with a strong Christian mission. And they'll walk away feeling that way when they're through with this night.
Middle Tennessee Christian School presenting the 21st Legacy of Light Gala with Dak Prescott, the speaker. You've got dinner. You've got him speaking, all of the events that go along with this. Why don't you kind of tell us what the evening will be like for someone who comes and the opportunities that they might have?
There are really two different events that are all in one. For those that are sponsors of the event, and there's different price points there as it relates to being a sponsor, there's actually a dinner, a really nice dinner. We transform our space into a beautiful event space, and we'll have a nice meal together. And then Dak will actually spend some time interacting and answering some questions for 15 or so minutes, give those people a little bit of an inside perspective on him. That group then goes across our campus to a keynote address that then also, for those who can't go to the dinner who just want to buy a ticket, they can come to the keynote address where he will spend a longer period of time. So really there's two events in one. There's a sponsorship dinner that gets it's a little more intimate and gets some time with him as he joins us for dinner. And then there's the keynote address in a larger arena for us where he'll spend more time describing what has been a tremendous year for him.
But everything is right here on the campus at MTCS. Where do you have the dinner?
The dinner is in our Miller Gymnasium. We're blessed to have two different gyms. And so the dinner is in our Miller Gymnasium, and then the keynote address is in our Varsity Gym, which is, again, just right across the campus, all on one location, really.
And boy, is it not ever nice to have, all of these great venues in order to transform a gym into a very, very nice, and you've done this for years, dinner atmosphere, and just a really great evening for somebody looking for something different to do that it doesn't just happen every day. It's also a great time for that, too.
It is, and what we do, and it's very intentional, is we try to make both spaces not look like a gym anymore. And I think what's happened with this Legacy of Light event is it really has become, if not one of the premier speaking events in Murfreesboro. And that's our goal. And so we want folks to be a part of a great event. It's going to be a great event. It's for a great purpose in what we're doing, supporting us as we all try to make sure that Christian education is accessible for as many people as possible. But it's going to be a high-quality event.
So with that being said, tell us a little bit about why you have this event. It's in its 21st year. Why do you do the Legacy of Light Gala?
Well, that's a great question. And part of the reason is really what I mentioned before. We very intentionally have to raise a certain amount of dollars so that we don't have to charge it in tuition. It's important for us to the best of our ability, to keep tuition costs low, as reasonable as possible, and also to have assistance for those who can't quite afford to come. In our world, it's pretty simple. You either get your revenue from tuition or you get it from fundraising. And so we certainly want to have these kind of events that support the school on that fundraising aspect and allow us to make a Christian education affordable to those who may not be otherwise. And so that's really the goal. We will raise gross way over $200,000 in this event. And we certainly could net close to $100,000, which goes a long way in doing exactly what I just described.
And those things go to making sure that the kids who are here have a great Christian environment to learn from, facilities to personnel. All of these things have a cost, and that's what you're trying to help offset.
It certainly offsets our normal expenses. There's no doubt about that. And then it also helps us with the close to $1 million that we give in need-based aid and discounts, other things that we do to help folks afford the education. But it certainly helps with both.
You know, that we're coming up on the time of the year where, we'll be looking ahead to graduation and things of that nature. And I always enjoy seeing the sign, because there's usually a grand total on the sign of the amount of scholarships and national merit scholars and things of that nature that you promote. And it's just phenomenal to me that many could be here on one campus.
Well, we have been very blessed. Our students do well, and that's a function of their hard effort and how God's blessed them and their families and their efforts and our faculty and the work that we do from pre-K through 12. And we feel very fortunate there, and they have done well. And our goal is to prepare them from college. And if they can earn some dollars in the process to help alleviate that expense, that certainly is a plus. And our students have been able to do that and work very hard in that regard. And our secondary office does a great job in assisting them in finding all those opportunities that are available to them. And I don't know what this year's class is going to look like, but my guess is it'll be a very impressive number, as it has been in the past.
Matt, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you for having me. It is my pleasure to be here. Excited to talk about the event.
MTCS President Matt Tiller joining us here on this special edition of MTCS Cougar Corner. We're going to take a brief break. When we come back, we'll tell you all about Legacy of Lights Gala, where you can get tickets, all of the information. That's straight ahead as we continue here on Cougar Corner. A word here from our friends at Hall Bowling Automotive. Bo Bowling and Greg Hall over at Hall Bowling Automotive on Northwest Broad Street, just down from Northfield, really between Northfield and Thompson Lane. A great selection of quality pre-owned vehicles at Hall Bowling Automotive. Number one, you'll find a great selection of vehicles. And number two, you won't find a better staff that will take care of you. They're not here to try to upsell you on something and get you in a vehicle you really don't need or something you can't afford or don't really want. They're here to make sure that you are happy. And stop on in and see Bo and Greg at Hall Bowling Automotive and their wonderful staff. They have been a constant sponsor throughout the year of Middle Tennessee Christian School and MTCS Cougar Corner, and our hats off to them for their help here with Cougar Corner for the year. Greg Hall Bow Bowling at Hall Bowling Automotive, Northwest Broad Street. Stop on in and visit with these two great hometown guys. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
People love to see us on the schedule when they have a home game because our fans show up.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
The way we travel is just phenomenal. Our parents and our community are fully engaged in our school. When we compete, we're trying to do it in a way that honors God. We want to win. We also want to do it in a way that pleases Him.
Providing Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment. That's Middle Tennessee Christian School. Invest in the future of your child. Find out more at mtcscougars.org.
It's Cougar Corner on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Great to have MTCS President Matt Tiller joining us to talk about the MTCS 21st Annual Legacy of Lights Gala, featuring an evening with Dak Prescott. It's going to be a great night coming up on Saturday, April the 29th at Middle Tennessee Christian School. They've got lots of events, sponsor and photo opportunity from 5:15 to 5:45 that night, and then at 6 o'clock, the gala dinner. And at 7:30, Dak Prescott will have a keynote address. So there's something for everyone. The best way to get tickets and information is to go to mtcscougars.org. That's mtcscougars.org. But for those of you who aren't computer savvy or don't want to do the computer thing and want to make a phone call, here's the number, 615-893-0601. That's 615-893-0601. That's it for this edition of MTCS Cougar Corner. I'm Brian Barrett. Thanks for joining us today.